Blog Talk Radio.
To the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. And y'all bear with us. We had some technical difficulties tonight. Y'all know not everything is going to go how we want it to go because, you know, we're not always in control. The universe does like to tend to do its own thing. CJ, what's good? You in the building with me, Shawty?
Hey there.
What's good? What's pop-a-lack and what's crack-a-lack and what it do on this side of the fun week?
You know, we're living our best life. Just living.
Well, let me go ahead and welcome everybody. Y'all get welcome, get comfortable, get situated, get naked, get you a strong drink, smoke you one if you got it, if you need it. Because, y'all, I got the stress. First off, I got to tell y'all, you know, see, y'all don't know if the rest of the world know, but, you know, my little precious Lizzie that started school this week, right?
Oh, yay.
So here's the great part about it. Like, I was excited until today.
Why until today?
So, you know, it's been a rush. So, you know, Monday, first day. So, you know, parents, just like the kids, we get excited for the kids. So, you know, that's a big day, you know, to see them go off and do something by themselves without you being there the whole time. You know, it's a beautiful thing, right? And, you know, and then to come back and pick them up and see them completely disheveled and look like, you know, they just been through the wars of Pteranodon III, right? So, you know, day one was fun. It was cool. Day two was a little bit more exciting because, you know, mom had other stuff to do. So it was dad all by himself and, you know, and it was cool to pick her up and did that as well. So day two was completely, you know, it was beautiful. Day three that messed me up, like, and I don't mean from the point of being emotionally broken. it was how the day ended. So, of course, you know, you get to pick up your child and, you know, you stand outside and you're excited about seeing your child come out. So, you know, you as parents, you know, for those of you who have never picked up your kid, as your kids come out of the classrooms or out of places, you know, us as parents, I mean, you got a child, so I don't know, maybe I'm just the weird dad that does this. But as our kids are coming out of places, we analyze our kids to see how, you know, especially when they're new to it, to see how the process is working, right?
How the day went.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So she comes out the door, you know, because I'm standing at the edge so she can come to me so she can get used to me not going in the classroom, but her being released from school. You know, it's a difference from daycare where you got to go in, walk to the classroom, sign them out and do that versus going to school where they get released from the classroom to you outside. So going through the process. And it's cool, really enjoying the process. It wasn't until, like, so this little boy came out of the classroom, and I'm like, why does he have Elizabeth's book bag? Because it's a little boy. You know what I'm saying? Elizabeth is a girl. So, you know, Elizabeth being who she is, I got her a unicorn book bag. I'm just like, I got her the pinkest, girly of girls book bag because she's, she's the llamacorn. So it made sense to get the book bag. You know, we stand within the theme, right?
Right.
So I see her doing her little creep walk out of the room, like, let me tiptoe around the corner, that toddler, that in-between toddler, but I want to be like a baby. I know how to use my feet, but I'm going to go extremely slow for no reason walk, you know. Not quite duck walk, but not quite, you know, waddling either. It's like that in-between. So I'm like, Elizabeth? And she's like, oh, Dad, you know, got excited and took off beeline to me. You know, of course, the teacher's holding her hand, and Elizabeth's like, you know, she's who she is, gives no fucks. So she's trying to get to the door, and I'm like, Elizabeth, you going to get your book bag? So now the teacher is calling the little boy. And so you hear the little, you know, she calls his name several times where she, to the point where she basically has to scream because she realizes I'm not going in to get Elizabeth's book back because Elizabeth should have Elizabeth's book back. You get where I'm going so far?
Right.
So she comes and lays on my shoulder and whatever, whatever. So me and the teacher's having a conversation, and I'm just like, so Elizabeth has little boys walk, you know, carrying her back out of the classroom. And so as the little boy's walking up, you see him just walking over with pride and just, you know, vigor and swagger, just like, here's Elizabeth's book bag. And I'm just like, wow, so you're doing this with honor and grace and dignity, sir. Ma'am, what's happening? And the lady's just like, yeah, you know, everybody just kind of takes to Elizabeth. The fuck? We're on day three. The fuck? See, ma'am, I told you all of this was going to happen. No. No. Because, see, I told y'all all of this was going to happen, and now y'all acting like I just made all this up. So I feel some type of way. Y'all owe me a do-over because I predicted all of this. And so y'all owe me a do-over in life.
You don't get a do-over.
What you mean I don't get a do-over?
Is life the whole thing all together?
Yeah, because I'm not really I'm not really sure how I feel about Elizabeth. What you mean? I don't.
What do you mean?
You don't. Man, she got me feeling some type of way. She doing too much. Nobody want to hear that. See, they go to the production manager back there. It's because she little. Ain't nobody trying to hear none of that. Whatever.
No dad wants to walk up to his daughter with the book bag already being carried by young
See,
sir.
You get it. I got somebody else trying to tell me is and it's okay. She cute. She was a preemie. She was a this. She was a this. Listen, all of that is.
On the third day, already in his daughter's face.
Ma'am, that little boy, listen, first of all, he don't even understand. Her daddy got guns at home.
Oh,
sir, I'm going to need you to back up several people. Get off her. Get off. Listen, y'all going to have all y'all common life to get up on her. She trying to learn something right now. She's in pre-K for a reason. Let her learn some stuff. Not, ma'am, go somewhere else and just have more people just. I told people, like, her real formal name is Queen Elizabeth V. Yeah, see, and every time I say that, that's how y'all
you
know y'all.
You named her that. Like, but y'all named her that.
Who is y'all? I gave her the name Elizabeth. I didn't tell all them old people to jump in her. It's like every spirit that was an ancestor of mine or her mother's literally decided to just jump in her, and then she's here. And that's not fair for people. It's an extremely disrespectful situation. Because let me show you why it's disrespectful, right? So,
okay.
Because see, you see the cuteness of it, right? And so we got ready to go to the park today because, like, I'm getting in the steam of she come home, she does what she does. We have some type of activity time, dinner time, bath time, ready for bed. Like, I'm a believer in getting kids prepared for whatever phase they're going to go through because she don't already like waking up in the morning, which is a whole nother story. Not even going to talk about that tantrum. I get dressed while asleep. But we on the way to the park, her mother is asking her the question about the boy in the book bag. And this whole girl is completely smiling with a devilish grin like, yep, I got these little bitches in check. See, that's why you can't say that. She owning that shit. And I'm like, no, this is not, I didn't raise this. See, that's why you ain't got nothing to say. Nope, you can't defend it. You ain't got no defense in her. Y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this quick selection. And the name of the song we're going to kick out tonight is Never Been in Love Before.
Never hurt my wings. This is a knock upon my door.
guys, we are back from that quick commercial break, and that song is going to actually kick off our Black History is World History. The name of that song is called Never Been in Love Before. That is performed by Marva Hicks. Marva Hicks passed away on the this Friday, September 16th. She was 66. Hicks was known for her role on the Rafiki on Broadway in the musical Lion King, Carol Ann, and Change and Disney movies and Motown musicals. She is from a native of Virginia. In 1981, she in a musical did Lena Horne, the Lady of Her Music, and made TV appearances on shows such as One Life to Live, Sister Sister, L.A. Law, and Madam Secretary. She's one of my favorite people on Broadway. She's won several awards. Just amazing overall just talent. And I just wanted to, I know we usually say Black history is for things that have people who have deceased or in the past. And so I know she's recently deceased, but I wanted to do her justice because she's somebody from Broadway who I've just always admired her talents. I've admired who she is as a young lady. So my condolences to her family. And I just wish that, you know, wish blessings and peace and love and admiration on everything that follows her, not only her siblings, but her legacies that are left behind. So that is Marva Hicks. That is our Black history, is world history. So let me get CJ back in here because we got to talk a little bit, ma'am, Miss CJ, because y'all ain't going to sit here and tell me that I'm just supposed to be okay because little boys is just bitten by my little girl already. That's not going to be working for me all that well.
I didn't say you had to be okay with it, but clearly it's already happening.
It's not, listen, that's the problem. Listen, people used to get mad at me and they used to be like, oh, you flirt with everything that come your way. And I'm like, it's just natural. And so now that this is the girl version of that situation. And I'm just like, how did you tell people not to just get involved and, you know, and whatever? Because like when you see her, she's precious and she's innocent. So now that I got little dudes that just want to come in and just be in her world and all that stuff, it kind of just bothers me a little bit. Like that, I can be bothered, Kayla.
You can be bothered. It's just, you know.
It's not. See, matter of fact, I got somebody that's in the chat right now. Shayna Creator actually was somebody who drove us around in this process. That's in the group chat today, and she will tell you she's innocent, she's cute. But the problem that I'm having with the situation is, the little boys see she's cute. I don't know if they understand innocent yet. Man, listen, that don't mean nothing. Have you met my son?
No.
Ma'am, they listen, they manage. That's the word for kids at that age is manage. That's what I'm gonna go with. They manage. So you think you think I'm finna be understanding of some little boys? And I'm not just, listen, and here's the thing, because people are like, ooh, you jealous of your child, and it's not that. It's just the fact that, like, as a father who has all boys and you finally have, like, your little girl, like you defensive of that. Like, listen, I fight you about her. Like, and I fight kids when it comes to that. I will fight you about her. So, like, I'm just, I don't know. I'm trying. I'm trying to be that dad that's gonna let her grow up, but like, because like it's crazy because like her mom, like let me say it like this: her mom would rather me go through the pain and agony of seeing her go to school every day than her taking her.
Well,
Because, like, and it's not in a bad way because they both have separation anxiety when it comes to each other. Because, like, they really, you know, Elizabeth, you know, born a preemie, 1 pound 4 ounces, born under the circumstances she was born under. And for her mom, that being her miracle baby, I get the bond. But it's like, so you don't have to go through the trauma. You think you're going to send me? I'm the daddy. This is my only girl. Do you know what dudes and girls go through when it comes to the daddy-daughter relationship bond? The daddies that get it right, look, them girls will go through a wall about their daddy.
Very true.
And so I'm trying to be that dad that she'll go through the wall for. But listen, I mean, I hate to be boxing a 3-year-old, but listen, you know, and the thing is, he looked like he was 4, almost 5 already. Like, I think he one of them kids like, you know, they got a late birthday, so they got to start, like, kind of early late, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, he kind of scared me, sir. Don't be looking at her. You look 3, 4, 30, you know, like, bro, you getting up there too fast, sir. Bring it down. But anyways, let's get on to some other stuff, man. Let me tell y'all about this other situation that happened to me today. It was completely, completely amazing, man. And the one thing that I love about what I do, how I do, and how I move in life is I get the opportunity to meet some amazing people. And so we took Elizabeth to the park. I was telling you guys about that. And this gentleman was walking up, and I looked at him, and I was like, I think I've seen him before at the school because, you know, I've been dropping Elizabeth off, but wasn't sure and don't want to assume. So, you know, we went on about our business because, you know, my wife already says I haven't met a stranger anywhere in the world. And it's true. I don't really care. Like, if you know me, it's to love me. You don't have to like me because I really don't care about your feelings. Because, like, anybody that I run into, I'm going to love on them. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to treat them equal. I'm going to treat them fair. And I think that more people should have that type of mindset in life. But the gentleman walked over, I mean, and he was like, you know, I was going to go to this other park. And, you know, my energy, my spirit just led me to this park. And we ended up having just a very beautiful conversation. And it led me to say, you know, he said something that triggered me today. And then I got a phone call around about 11:30 today. And somebody was just telling me some words I gave them about 2 years ago. And they went through this process of rebuilding. And they just recently not only, you know, wanting to stay similar to their career field but change, they got a new job. The job starting salary is $10,000 more than their already base salary with bonus opportunities throughout the year. And it was like, you know, they called me because, like, I didn't have no idea why I was getting the phone call, just random 11 o'clock in the middle of the day. And it was just like, you know, I just wanted to thank you because it was what you said. And sometimes you don't realize if you're being authentic in your moment, right? Like, truly authentic, not trying to be extra, not trying to be somebody that you're not, but truly being authentic in your moment. When you get an opportunity to connect with people, it will truly be about that moment in time. Like, we so busy trying to meet people and we try to force the connection. Like, CJ, I know you get all those dudes that, you know, you be like, hey, how you doing? And they be like, hey, how you doing? But the whole time they're talking to your butt cheeks or your nipples, right? Like, they not really talking to your face. And so it's like it's hard for you to take them at face value. And so one of the things that I try to, you know, I've always tried to do was diffuse it being about me and just being about the situation at hand. Because I feel like if you make it about the situation at hand, some people can say some things that, you know, you may benefit from, but it also may benefit them. It's like people think that because you help somebody in a way that benefits from you, benefits from them learning something from you, but it benefits them that you took something from yourself and you didn't. Because if you give somebody else an opportunity to be great while you're being great, the greatest thing for me is walking into a room seeing equal greatness across from me, somebody that didn't see that avenue or didn't see that path, and they go duck off in that path, and then the next thing you know, they over here celebrating. CJ, how many times have we celebrated in the last few years? Like, we done did some happy dances for some people.
Oh, man.
Matter of fact, ain't we, what we happy dancing for you for? I know it should be time to celebrate something. What you got going on? What will we celebrate?
We celebrated.
Oh, don't sit here telling me you ain't got nothing.
Oh, there's a few things on my list. No, there's a few things on my list. Goddess Queen was finally registered.
Okay, hold on. Don't breathe by that. Don't breathe by that. Let's couple of claps for that. Golf claps to everybody around the table. Okay, congratulations on registering your business. What else?
I have a few friends that we're celebrating too because they're doing awesome stuff in their lives.
I want to hear what they doing. What we got?
Well, my best friend quit her second job because she had a financial goal that she set, so she reached it. So she was able to quit her second job, so we're celebrating that.
I like financial goals.
Yeah. Everybody around me is just doing positive things. I'm really excited for everyone around me.
That's what's up. So we're going to get ready to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to do what day it is. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We are back. That was our homegirl, Shauna, with Ghetto Fairy Tales. Man, I love her. I just love her little rap style, CJ.
You always have said that.
Yeah, she just, I don't know, man. I hate what happened between her and Ludacris, so you know, that neither here nor there. We're going to keep it moving. We got to get ready to do what day it is. So let me get this pulled up. Look, I'm over here really, really on some BS tonight, because when I tell you I ain't even got stuff, I had to reset the everything tonight. So technology-wise, we are, if we sound distorted a little bit, just please bear with us today, because things are kind of all over the place with some of our technologies over here, because life decided to life. You can't unlife life sometimes. Like, sometimes you just got to take life for what it is. All right, so we're going to get to what day it is, guys. And today is September the 21st. So today is National Chai Tea Day. Celebrate strong, satisfying tea. So if you guys like chai tea, or if you just like tea, period, man, today is definitely chai tea day. So go check it out. Today is also National Pecan Cookie Day. You know what? Those two go really, really good today, but together. Y'all finally got one that's decent together, because the chai tea is not too oversweet, and then the pecan cookies, like, you got to drink something behind that shit. Like, you can't just, anybody who could just take a pecan cookie and smash that bitch, your mama's a man a little bit. Because that's, listen, you got the throat of the gods. Like, you could just, you are a Hoover vacuum. That's all I'm going to say, because there's no way you eating them dry-ass pecan cookies, because the cookie going to dry out just because the pecan. Ain't no damn way you finna eat that moldy-ass bread cookie, because that's what it almost feel like you finna chew on, and tell me that tea ain't going to just go ahead and help you a little bit. So for those of y'all who got them families who still make pecan cookies, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, you know, places that still got nuts and pecans and walnuts and stuff, so they got to make all that shit. I praise you and bless you, because, you know, y'all some strong individuals, all right? Let's keep it moving, y'all. Tomorrow, September 22nd, is National States and Capital Day, to focus on raising awareness and sharing education about all 50 states and their capital on the National States and Capitals Day. You know, for us, we're in Tallahassee, so that's the state capital of Florida. So I'm pretty sure the production manager is going to give y'all something for that tomorrow. So go check the Roundtable Family Productions page on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. She'll have something up there for that. Tomorrow's also American Business Woman Day. Ooh, CJ, you better celebrate yourself tomorrow, boo.
Snapping.
American Snapping. Business Women's Day honors the accomplishments of business women across the nation. Ma'am, that's your circle right there. You in there now. You a black business. Ooh, I got to get my boss something nice tomorrow. I'm going to go get her a nice bottle of spring water. Yep. Mm-hmm. September 22nd is Car Free Day. Encourages motorists around the world to give up the vehicle for a day. Well, I already do that, so they should be giving me a national, we should just let you hold somebody's car for a day, because I refuse to do a car. Like, y'all can suck my ankles on that. I'm not buying one of them. I just not. I'd rather fly. Tomorrow on September the 2nd is National Centenarian Day, honors those who celebrated 100 birthdays or more. All right, so basically, if y'all know old people, go give them a shout-out tomorrow. And if they're not really 100 and they like 96, go ahead and love on them anyway, because they might not make it to that bitch. And don't be like, ooh, I forgot to celebrate you, and I was going to wait till you turned 100. Go ahead and give them some love now, because they might not be here. They one hip displacement away from not being here. So don't do them. All right? Despite the official end of summer, tomorrow's National Ice Cream Day as well. So go hit up National Ice Cream Day. And then the 22nd is also the annual autumn equinox. So it's the change of the annual summer to fall season. So we are officially going into that season starting tomorrow. So if you haven't prepared yourself, this is the official last day before we go into change of season day. So change of season day is technically tomorrow. So all fall behaviors and customs, start preparing for them, because if you wait till the last minute, you're going to be mad as hell, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's going to be a, this winter for y'all is going to be cold as fuck. Like, wherever you are, just don't be mad at me. Don't look at me. Don't come call me out and come out, ooh, I didn't know it was going to be cold. It's going to be cold as fuck this winter. I just need y'all. Listen, if you ain't got no boo, you better go find you a boo. And if you don't like boos and babes, then you just better go get you a nice blanket with a warmer or something on the inside of that. I'm not – listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do. CJ, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you're going to need one or the other this winter. It's going to be cold. Like, you're going to need somebody to just scoop up on your butt cheeks a little bit. Just, like they say, guard you up. You know, be a hedge of protection around your gluteus. You know, they're going to need to do something with you. Just a little bit. And so I don't want to lead you in the wrong instructions of the wrong directions. All right, y'all. Hey, if you want to call in tonight and have anything to say to us, the number to call into the show is 319-572-6703. Again, that is 319-572-6703. I'm getting used to this new number, too. It doesn't sound as sexy as our old one. Like, it's really, really, like, boring, so we'll have to come up with a way to kind of like spice that up, get somebody to sing that shit or something for a commercial break. But yeah, 319-572-6703 if you want to call in. We still have the tickets to give away for the Couples Fest that's coming up this weekend in the DMV area, which is the Baltimore, Virginia area, right up in there. So if you want to go to Couples Fest, they are doing a wedding at that event, so we do have two tickets to give away to a couple. So if you want to call in the show and you're in that area, you have an opportunity to win those tickets tonight. And then also anybody calling in, possibly we have different giveaways that we can give away as well. The production manager has all that stuff in the back. I don't care what it is. I ain't going to tell y'all till you call in because she got the rest of that crap. So if you want to call the show, call the show. CJ, tell me something good. What's popping in Texas?
It's hot still in Texas.
It's hot still in Texas.
Yes.
What you mean, hot? It's hot still in Texas.
It's still hot. Very, very hot.
Oh. That look, I don't even know how I feel right now. You just like when you said it, my face kind of scrunchied up a little bit. I wasn't ready. Okay. I was gonna say something. I completely forgot what the hell I was gonna ask you something. So that's what happened when you start getting old. You just get senile. You don't remember nothing. You don't know nothing. You ain't nobody. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we can get into. Y'all know what it is. It's our favorite part of the day. It's birthdays. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Birthday.
Somebody in here with your birthday. Somebody in here with your birthday.
Birthday in January, so she got Aquaria. They say the pussy got mouths like Darius, but she look better than most chicks in her area. Shawty don't want to lame, she only like light. Only fucking with the thugs with the white. Birthday February, sign Pisces. It's a big scale, the Long Island Ice Cream. Then right after January, in February, was a girl who was an Aries who always be fucking married. Every ass out, shout, but I suck so hairy. Hairy ass so fat, very scenario. Now break it down with your friends, you record. It's a herd, you're the pit, you're the from a tour. I see balloons and the women looking for it. Somebody get down for me, people hit the core.
Somebody in here with your birthday. Somebody in here with your birthday. Somebody in here with your birthday. Everybody move like it's your birthday. Mama dance on your birthday. Mama don't break it down on your birthday.
There must be Spanish, I do not understand her, but I love the way she moving the fanny like she get faster. Birthday in June, I'm trying to get cancer. Pump up the room like I'm trying to get cancer. Charlie Brown, now she so Leo. Only 19 on the G.O. like she 3-0. On the ground, to be a big CEO. She the one taking me when I got to see my peer. I say it's fine, but I got a little at her, no. She so fly down south, like where the birds go. That's the type of body you ball up on the third floor. And she dirt her own, she a bird go.
Somebody in here is your birthday. Somebody in here is your birthday.
CJ, you twerking again over there? I know she over there sweating hard. She muted it. I know she's sweating hard. She muted it.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Don't touch my wife.
I knew you was working hard when you turned your mic off. I was like, oh, she over there working hard. She gonna need a whole glass of water and everything when she done, boy. Ooh, working
Lord,
like it's your
don't
birthday.
Don't touch my wife.
All right, so let's back out birthdays real quick. So we have September 21st birthdays, and we're going to wrap up on the 23rd, and then we're going to take our commercial break and come back with our top of the hour stuff and then get ready to get out of here. But we're going to start with the 21st of September, and today's birthdays are Billy Porter, Alfonso. I hate trying to say his last name every time because I mess it up, but y'all know who Alfonso is. Mama D's birthday is also today. Wale's birthday is today. Jason Derulo's birthday is today. Chris Gayle's birthday is today. Doug Baldwin's birthday is today. Judge Faith Jenkins' birthday is today. And Nicole Richie's birthday is today. So shout out to all those people that we just celebrated with that on today. Today, tomorrow's birthday is Michael Rainey Jr., Lawrence Gilliard the Jr., and Melvin Gregg's birthday is tomorrow. And then for the day after, the 23rd, we got Jordan Woods, Lisa Ray, Michelle, a.k.a. Ooh, Myra. Ooh, her birthday's on the 23rd. I might have to celebrate her. Myra was my homegirl. Hey, I think Myra was always kind of thick up under there a little bit, too. I think they slept on her a little bit. Sir Ray Charles, yeah, Ray, listen, Mr. Fill him up real quick. Jermaine Dupri. Hold on now. How did Brat got her sister and her manager on here, and they born on the same day? But now I understand her love-hate relationship with that time frame. Okay, I got you. Anthony Mackie's birthday is, God dang, is everybody born on the 23rd of September? Lazy Bone, Chris Johnson, and Matt Kemp is all born on the 23rd of September. I have two very important birthdays that are today. So first off, I want to give a shout-out to my Aunt Nadine. Her birthday is today. That is my grandmother's firstborn child. So give it up to my Aunt Nadine. Happy birthday. I love you, Auntie, and I hope you're doing amazing things. And then today is also my last son's birthday. So shout out to Noah. Happy birthday, big fella. Hope you're doing amazing things. Enjoy your birthday. Dad loves you. And we're gonna do something different. I'm going to play a song just simply because I love this person and I love their music. And whenever I've always had a child, whenever pregnancies happen and things of that nature, and I realize that I'm going to have a child coming into the world, there's always a song that I go to and I play it. And I'm going to share that song with you guys tonight, and we're going to do birthdays. And then we're going to do a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Unborn child. To my unborn child, in case I don't make it. To my unborn child. To my unborn. Ever since my birth, I've been cursed since I'm born around. In case I never get to holler at my unborn child. Many things learned in prison. Blessed to see a living, trying to earn every penny that I'm getting. I'm reminiscing to the beginning of my mission. When I was conceived, I came to be in this position.
My mama was a panther laugh. Single parent, but she grabbed when she with the baby boy, ripper grab. To school, but I dropped out and left the house. And my mama say I'm good for nothing. So I'm out since I only got one life to live. God forgive me for my sins. Let me make it and I never steal again. Or never again. My only friend is my misery. Want me revenge for the agony they did to me. See, my life ain't promised, but it sure gets better. Hope you understand my love better. To my unborn child.
Come to being an artist and saying what he didn't do. Y'all didn't listen to his albums, man. Like, let me say that. When people try, oh, well, Tupac and this and Tupac and that, for those of you who wasn't born then, please stop. For those of y'all who don't understand what he meant to hip-hop at the time, please stop. I just have to say that because I hear a lot of stuff and people are like, oh, this type, listen, what Tupac did to the hip-hop game in a short amount of time, really, really quick, was disrespectful. And I need you to understand, he was a very, very, very gifted young man, and he was blowing up in multiple facets of what he was doing. But what he was with a pen to a paper to a song, y'all gonna have to put some respect on that man's name, because listen, when Pac dropped the album, he put fear in people's heart because they didn't know what he was going to do, what he was going to talk about, where it was going to come from. The creative juice and energy that he put into his work then, I would love to see some of y'all who are really, really being disrespectful put some of that work into your work today. It's hard to have longevity in something and be successful when you don't put in the work. A lot of people want to be successful, but y'all aren't putting in the work. All right, CJ, that's enough about my rant about Pac, because y'all know how I feel about Pac. Pac is arguably one of the greatest of all time. So let's move on, CJ. Let's talk about some things. Let me. You probably didn't see this, but you know, your governor and my governor, I think, are crazy a little bit.
So
my governor somehow did some coordinated stuff in your governor's state and had a plane full of people shipped to Martha's Vineyard. on some humbug. Didn't tell nobody, didn't coordinate nothing with nobody other than the pilot and the people that they tricked to getting to going up there off some immigration stuff. And so, it's, you know, my thing is, it wasn't so much that when he did it, but it was the foolishness that my governor did after he did what he did to your governor. And, you know, your governor just ignorant anyway, so he go along with stupid stuff. You know, so, you know, so they, after it happened and the people actually finally got all the truth and all the information about it, you know, they asked my governor, now that we know that you did it and da-da-da-da-da, well, how do you feel about it? He just was like, basically he just ignored the camera lady and was like, ma'am, don't you see I'm trying to take this picture right now? Like, you messing up these endorsement checks I'm trying to get. Please, I don't give no fucks about your question. Please get the fuck out my face with the camera because I would keep taking this picture. And fuck y'all. Like, the level of ignorance that's on this man's face as he's saying this. He said this with the most non-given the fuck of just, I've never seen no, like, the only other person who gave less fucks was Trump. And we know he gave no fucks, like, clearly. But, like, he is literally, like, that's the only other level of it. Because, like, I used to, okay, let me explain to you why I say Trump. And it's a memory lane situation because we're just talking about political figures, right? Do you realize that there was actually a time period in America, you can go ask anybody who's over 30 this, and they will agree to this. Do you actually know that there was a time period in America where you thought that the dumbest person walking the earth was George W. Bush?
That's a fact.
You see, there was a time period where there were people on this earth who really thought that there couldn't get anything dumber than George W. Bush sitting in the presidency seat. And America had to go say, hold my beer. If you think that's the dumbest that we can give you, let me show you what we can do. And we led the way in just stupidity for a great brief second and reality, and we started to realize that a lot of things are true about people, that if you let things go unchecked and if you let it go on autopilot, it will run itself into stupid. And the thing about going into stupid is it comes a time that you have to look at it, or you have to look at it or yourself and say, is this what I really want to do with myself? And is this the decision that I want to make? And a lot of times, we don't. And so we change. We change presidents. We change elected officials. We change underwear. We change boyfriend and girlfriend. Some of y'all do that a lot. Like, I need y'all to change y'all underwear more often than y'all change y'all relationship. And don't say, well, I don't wear underwear. That don't mean nothing, because I don't think y'all wear boyfriends and girlfriends either. Like, it is literally like a trial edition. It's like, ooh, you know what? He or she didn't fit me right tonight. I'm going to go ahead and put on this leopard print, see how that fits. Mm-hmm. Y'all, some of y'all that bad. What? Come on, man, listen. You, ma'am, you've been in a place where it was whole city. Yeah, see, that's why she got real quiet.
This is really true.
All they do is wake up. Ooh, literally, the whole community wake up and ask, how am I going to get fucked today? That's neither here nor there. We're going to move on about our day because we have other things to do here on the Big Bap and Friends show. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with the 11 o'clock, the 10 o'clock hour. I don't even know what time it is. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. And then we got Black People Are Dope. It's getting ready to come up. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have I-20 and Devin the Blue here tonight. And they're going to talk to us a little bit about love.
I'll make you feel like you're supposed to be good.
Y'all gotta work for my Devin to do versus, because Devin be spitting. CJ, you ready for this 10 o'clock question? I don't think you're ready, because you got to answer this one first.
Okay,
so here's the question of the day. Somebody inboxed this to me, so I told them if they wanted the answer to this, they were going to have to listen to the show for the 10 o'clock hour, because you know me, I don't give out answers for free. You got to give me something to get something. So the question that was asked to me was, what is the level of sex that you should give somebody the first time?
The first time?
The first time. What's the answer?
C+.
I like that. I'm a believer in being a solid C as well. So C plus is a good answer to me. If you in the chat, you can drop your answer to that. If you are on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, drop your answers to that question. I want to see what you get back, because I'm gonna elaborate a little bit on why I say C+. And I just want to see if you guys are different than what I put out. CJ, that was a wonderful answer. It's very rare that we're very much on the same page when it comes to answers, but that was a great answer. And here's why I say C+. It's because if you give them A, right, and you give them A the very, very first time, they're going to expect A every time. And if you don't have the energy, the stamina, or don't – and you have no clue and have no desire that you will be fucking that person, you know, 30 years from now, you can give that person A sex immediately and run away. I don't recommend that often, because that's a lot of work. You can do B sex if it's a possibility that they might be a long-term situation, but you're not quite sure. Everybody else shit gets C sex. Here's why. If you give A sex to A or B sex to a person that you really should be kicking out your life, that's when stalkers and crazy people show up. Am I wrong, CJ? Maybe that's just my
That's why I gave my answer, because I don't like stalkers.
Okay. Have you had stalkers?
Yes. It's scary.
Ma'am, listen. I had a lady show up to my house one time and tell me that we were still gonna be sexually intimate, And I was looking at her like, first off, ma'am, I didn't give you my address. How the fuck did you get here? Like, ma'am, I need you, ma'am, leave me alone. Like, get off me. I didn't know. Like, you know what's even funnier? We're gonna jump to a little part B of that topic. Do you know what's even funny? When you don't know what A, B, C, or D sex is in your own powers yet, like, that's when it's bad for you in life. Like, when you don't really know your level of skills, so you go in there thinking, oh, I'm just doing X, Y, Z, and then dude over there looking at you like a cross-eyed bunny and headlights just all Google-faced it, and you just like, bro, I wouldn't even try it. Like, don't you hate when you go through those periods of times when you be trying to figure out what, where you got it wrong at? Like, shit, maybe next time, I rub less booty or something. Like, it be just dumb shit. Like, you know, it be stuff. Like, that's why I'm glad I'm married now, because, like, I couldn't be in this dating game, because, like, the things that girls find attractive now, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel some type of way. Like, I feel like women, to be with a man now, like, they got to try that this dude's whole manhood. And I'm just like, I'm not from a tribe where we slap a hoe, but, ma'am, you not finna just, you can't punk me like that. Like I'm not going to jail for domestic violence, but it's going to be a strong case against one of us. I'm just saying. You're not going to do me. Listen, I see some strong relationships that mirror dudes really. Like, I be wanting to ask these dudes, do they need help? Like, hey, sir, you need a buddy. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, my neighbor is a perfect example of that, because, like, sometimes, like, I just be wanting to ask him if he need help, but then I hear him going back at his wife some days, so I'm just like, okay, he got it, but other days I'd be like, I think I might need to call the police for him. like you ever look at somebody and be like, bro, I don't think, like, when you see them the next day, you'd be wondering, you're like, because I'm a late night sit outside. I like to look at the stars, the sun, the moon. Like, I'm an outdoors type person. So, you know, when you sit outside, you hear different things, and so, like, you know, when you hear that, you know, it's – for anybody who's ever lived in an apartment and heard a fight from inside the apartment, but you're outside, you know what that sounds like, right?
Right.
Especially if you lived in the hood. You know what a tussle inside of an apartment sounds like, right? But, like, you ever hear a tussle and like, and you know what it sounds like, and you know that person didn't win.
Not even.
Like, that's how I be looking at him sometimes, because I'm like, sir, I know you didn't win last night. Like, I heard you squeal a little bit like a girl. You okay? You need help? You want me to hug you? Okay, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to move on. I don't think we got anything else that we need to get out the way tonight, man. This was a great show. CJ, thank you for coming through and hanging out with us. So we're going to do Black People Are Dope and then Word of the Day, and we're going to wrap this thing up and get out of here, because I don't like keeping you guys for too long. I know we say it's a two-hour show, but if I can get you guys out of here quicker and all the bills are paid and all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, I like to move right on along. So let's do that, guys. So Black People Are Dope comes to us with just a small nugget tonight. The Broadway Court Theater is officially renaming it the James Earl Jones Theater. So if you, all of us, if you are chocolate, black, colored, like, that man is like the beginning, end of time. Like, if you don't, CJ, if they don't know who that man is, they don't deserve
to live. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Like, if you don't know black folks, if you don't know who that man is, then you are deserving of giving your black card to the nearest anybody that you walk into, because everybody knows who that legendary man is, James Earl Jones. He has voiced many of things that have gone on the stand. Matter of fact, we was joking the other day, because it was like, there's certain, like, it's just like certain voices. It's like that's like it's like the Holy Trinity of voices. It's like James Earl is one of them. Morgan Freeman is one of them. Like it's just certain voices. It's like if God was just supposed to come in a voice form, it's certain people who you can just be like, that's what it sounds like when God just talked. Because like when they talk, you don't got nothing, you can't do nothing else but just sit there and be like, yes, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Talk to me. Tell me what you said. Mm-hmm. I'ma listen. I mean, I know I'm looking like I'm falling asleep, but your voice is commanding, so I'm listening anyway. So he wanted the many. One of the few, because there's not many out there who have that skill. So give it up to the James Earl Jones Theater. And if you get a chance to go check it out and support it and get a picture on it, that's dope. Send it in to us, and we'll make sure that we share it on our stuff. Make sure you follow us. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and create a profile, you can come into the chat rooms and talk to us during the show and talk to other guests. Of course, like I said, you can always call into the show. If there's anything that you want to see added to the show, you can hit us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. You can follow us on all of our trending social media, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, DJs Roundtable. You'll see the logo. Roundtable Family Productions is right there. So I thank you guys for all of that you do. Miss CJ, you know what time it is. It's time to give the people the word of the day. What you got for us tonight?
Love Austin.
Ooh. Say that one more time. I want to make sure I heard. Did you say Love Austin? Ooh.
Yes.
Give it to him. And be kind. You didn't say just love often. You said love often and be kind. See, that's what happened when you rub on butt cheeks. Mm-hmm. You love often and you be kind. Got to give them a double dose of it. You know, let me give a shout out to all the little booties, because little booties do matter sometimes. Like, you know, not everybody can just walk around here with a tractor trailer booty. You know, give it up to the little booties. Every now and then, y'all need a hug too. All right. My word of the day is accept change. As the season change, as we get ready to go into different things, a lot of you are going to go into different journeys, different opportunities, different outlooks as you go into this next season. Over the next 90 days, embrace change. Learn about your change. Understand your change. Be fluid in your change. Respect your change while you respect yourself. Don't let anybody in this situation, in this day and in this age, tell you that you're not good enough, grand enough, great enough to be where you are. If you've changed something and it's for your better, then let it be your better. Stop living in your past, live in your present, guide towards your future. I love y'all. I'll holla.